It's February 16th, 2024. It's 7:57 a.m. Good morning. So, so last night was pretty crazy. It was snow stopped. We still got some snow coming in. But it was really windy last night. It was to the point that the whole every single window we have was shaking. Because okay, just to give it a little bit of context here, we live in a 9th floor of a building. We're the only building in our area that's considered a high rise. Surrounding us are just regular houses and a park. So every single wind hit us, right? And let's just say that everything was shaking all last night. And it was really windy last night. This morning when I woke up, there is some snow in the ground, but it's mainly pretty dry, so it's not a big deal. And it's pretty neat to see what we saw, what I saw snow wise. So we're definitely going to be seeing more of these throughout the weekend, because it is Friday. We'll see what's going to happen for this weekend. Right now, the current temperature is -2°C. And it's a nice... This is what typical winter is. This is what winter in Toronto is around this time. -2, -5, -10. As soon as you go past -10, it's like it's including wind chill. But now it's just typical winter, so this is what we expected. It is going to March. Typically, March in this side of the country, in this part of the country, is very, very... It's up and down. It's usually you get something very mild, but at the same time, you get winter the next day and back to mild again, so nothing really sticks in the ground. So it's perfect when March break kicks in. Everyone goes up north, they go skiing. By the time they go down here, everyone's just... removing their jackets and just walking around with a sweater. So it's a different feel to what winter is in Toronto. It's not the norm, but it's pretty close. So yeah, I was double checking. I was right when I mentioned yesterday. The last snow we had was in December, just before Christmas. It was the last snow we had until now. So we were about a month and a half without zero snow. So it was a change. And yesterday when I went out, I actually wore my snow boots, and I keep forgetting every year how heavy those boots are. I think they're about to be retired soon, but I've always been hesitant in buying new winter boots, because winter here is again fluctuates big time. The only time I wear it if I go up north, right? But it's pretty weird. It is 9:28 a.m. It's Friday. My motivation is try to get through until 12 p.m. for lunch, and I can coast for the rest of the day work-wise. Good news is I'm actually ahead of schedule, so I'm not complaining about that. Remember when I mentioned that I was doing CAD work just to make blocks to make it easier for me to do my work? Well, let's just say that the blocks helped a lot to be where I am now. I can actually be motivated to make my design a lot better, rather than trying to make the drawings match the technical specification. I'm not even sure if I'm saying this correctly, because typically when you do drawings, your drawings has to match the technical spec. But now, because I'm making generic blocks that meets 99% all the specs, when I put the design together, I just use that block. Then I have to put everything together on the wiring diagram. After that, it just gets used as a starting point, so it cuts down on the design side by half, literally by half. So, for example, if I spend a week to do the design, I need 2 weeks to do the whole thing because... Sorry, let me say this again. If they gave me 2 weeks to do the design, I lose a week because I don't have to deal with making blocks for the design. It's just a standard block that I put together that's customizable with a bunch of clicks, a couple of clicks of a mouse. I just have to populate that and the labels, and you're good to go. So instead of like keep building the blocks over and over again to match the product line, it just matches. It just standards everything, because when you're doing if electronics, especially doing flow functional diagrams, everything has a standard. And if you have to redo that standard every time, or you have to build that block based on that standard, it just gets very complicated. So some companies do make those blocks a standardized industry standard and company standard to make that work. So that's what I did. I ended up putting something together like that just to make it easier for me, so I can just export the block diagrams into XML, and there goes my building materials for operations to use. So it just makes it a lot easier. So I literally cut down from 2 weeks design to 1 week now, and I can spend that extra week that I save to make sure I can do my due diligence on the design instead of trying to rush to make it work. Sorry, that's a lot of things to say, but it is what it is. But it is Friday. Typically my old job that I used to work for, Fridays are usually half day Fridays. So it's like Friday, as soon as Friday hits, you're noon, 12 o'clock, you're done for the day, right? But the new company I work for doesn't have that, but it gives me the flexibility. If I finish the work, I can bugger off. But I still have to be relatively available for last minute phone calls, conference calls, or anything like that. So I'm okay with that. I have no issues with that. That works really well. Also, I do want to mention the setup that I have right now is actually going to be, it was working perfectly because I modified it in a bit that I have a more directional mic. So hopefully the sound is much better. I've been struggling trying to make this work properly, that it's more directional. I'm using a small shotgun mic, in other words, instead of like using the recorder's microphone to do this log. So this works better. It's slightly heavier, but it will work overall. It's still compact, still portable. I can put it in my bag and go travel with it and all that good stuff. So it works really well. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about the setup. Yay! So I just want to give you guys a heads up what's happening. And we'll do a little storytelling this afternoon. I think we'll do that. It is 10:23 a.m. So I just finished my morning snack. I had a morning snack. Yesterday, I ended up going to the store, like I mentioned, during the middle of a snowstorm. I ended up getting a Pogo's, one of those corn dog thingies. And because I had a craving for it, so I decided to buy a bag. It was $10 and comes a lot with it. I was like, hey, good bargain. I should get it and just have it. And I just finished having it, and it's so salty. Oh, that was tragic. It was incredibly salty. It wasn't super salty, but salty enough for me that it's really salty. Like, I don't put too much salt in my food. I don't like salty food. Well, let me rephrase it. I don't like salty food where salty is not the best way to describe a food. You know what I mean? If it's sweet and sour. Not sweet and sour, sorry. If it's salty vinegar and chips, for example, I'm good with that, right? But if it's if the food is not supposed to be meant to be salty, and it's salty, then yeah, it's salty. And yeah, I wasn't very happy with the taste of it. I'm glad that I only spent $10 for a full bag. Yeah, put that in the do not buy list anymore. Now, don't buy this anymore list. Yeah. That's how frustrated, not frustrated, but disappointed I am with the corn dog. Yeah, so that's what I have. I had to finish up. I heat up two of them. I tasted one of them. It was still cold, so I popped them back in at the air fryer to warm them up. Yes, I did use an air fryer, but doesn't matter how much you put ketchup on it, it's still salty and it was not good. Like when I go to the X around September Labor Day weekend, like this is a big exhibition thing in Toronto. Canadian exhibition, if you guys want to know what the X is. It's the corn dogs there were does not taste like this. That corn dog was not like that. And it's supposed to be salty, but not too salty. You know what I mean? And I was a little disappointed on that one. Hopefully, because the same I bought. I can't even talk about it. It was salty. It was bad. I was not very happy with it. If you're in Loblaws, it's in the yellow bag. I can't even remember the name of it. I think it's a. Like I'll check it out and I'll let you guys know when I start the log again. The name of the brand itself. Yeah, that was incredibly disappointing. It's sunny outside. I might take a walk for lunch just to get outside and put my feet up. But I do have an appointment at 12:45. I have a meeting at 12:45. After that, I have another meeting in the afternoon, so I might not even get my walk. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's windy outside. Yeah, I just want to let you guys know about the corn dog that I have. That I had. I still have in my freezer, a bag of it. Ugh. It is 1:51 p.m. So, looks like I am done for today. Everyone that I know is practically logging off now, but I have this feeling people are still logged in to just, being logged in. So that's kind of funny. But now I'm gonna keep working or keep an eye on my emails until 2:30. To make sure everything's okay. The stuff that I'm working on is actually pretty, it's done now. I just have to do a little cleanup stuff. But yeah, I do owe you guys a story. So you know what? I'm gonna postpone the story until Monday because just to give a little bit more insight. So the story's about my camera. That's all I can say. That's all I'm gonna say. It's all about my camera that I use for street photography that I fell in love with when I purchased it. A few months ago, I never thought that I'm gonna like this camera, because if you guys have a little bit of history, I was a trained photographer. I was actually a trained photographer. I went to school for it. So, I did a lot of street photography, a lot of like editorial work, but I decided to leave the photography world and moved into system design. Yeah, it's not as fun, but either way, it's I bought this camera to just to be my everyday carry. Point to shoot camera, so I'll tell you guys all about it. It's gonna be a love letter to my point and shoot camera. I'm gonna tell you that story on Monday just to entice you guys to listen. But yeah, no, it's gonna be fun. But I know the go we do it is a long weekend. I am planning to the wifey and I are planning to head down to the city and do a little bit of shopping, a little bit of a walking around at Bloor West because it's been a while. Like the last time I went to an area called Bloor West, Ossington, not Ossington, Dufferin area of Toronto. It's been a while. Like the last time I actually physically walked in that area was about 10 years ago, because I normally concentrate in this downtown Toronto, east end of the city, the Beaches area, Leslieville area. So if you guys know Toronto, that's where I usually hang out. Hang around at, but never hanged out in the west end of the city because one, I don't know anybody there, two, a lot of mostly art. I want to say artists lives in that area, but theoretically, I'm actually an artist as well. So, no, the people who normally hang around there are it's a very niche neighborhood that I wish I got a chance to go and visit more often. So this Saturday, tomorrow, we're gonna head down there and walk around and check out new stuff there. Again, it's been a while. It's been 10 years, 10 plus years that I've been in that area. So it's gonna be fun. I miss that area. I remember growing up, been there several times, and I always loved that area. So now I'm actually gonna head down there and hang out. So it's gonna be great. But yeah. So chug along until 2:30. It's 4:17 p.m. and I just ending up turning off my computer and relax for the rest of the day. So my last meeting ended at 1, just after 1 o'clock. After that, I had a podcast recording because I'm part of a podcast called Your Bookmarks podcast. It's about it's literally a book club talking about books that we read chapter by chapter. So I'm one of the co-hosts in that one. So check it out. If you go to any podcasting, look for Your Bookmarks podcast. A little plug. But I've been doing that since the beginning of the year, and we've been chugging along with different books. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, so I recorded that earlier today as well too. So yeah, just a little busy body here. So story time. Oh, story time is going to be Monday. Never mind. So I'll give you a little bit of story for this afternoon anyway, just in case, just so you, at least you have something to listen to. Yeah, so like I mentioned, I think briefly, that I have a camping podcast. That camping podcast is was made for me to go camping and talk about camping while I'm doing camping, instead of just talking about camping in a studio. And because I'd rather have a podcast talk about camping while camping makes more sense than talking about camping in a podcast that the person's not even camping. Right. So yeah. Anyway, so this is gonna be my official third season that I'm doing this podcast, and so far I haven't booked any trips yet for any camping. I have some. I already have an episode layout that I already put together for this year. But I'm having second thoughts of continuing that podcast. The reason why is a couple of things. One, because when I do that camping podcast, I'm usually gone every two, 3 weeks away camping, and I normally do, I'm trying to, this year, I was looking at the schedule, I was thinking about doing 10, I was planning to do 10 episodes of camping, and I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of like, this is a long time being away from family, and just camping in general, and because of work getting busy, and I have this another podcast running around, and this audio log podcast, it's kind of hard for me to balance everything out. So I am debating to take a break from that podcast, to concentrate on this podcast that you're listening to, and also your Bookmark podcast, because your Bookmark podcast is actually doing incredibly well. In like, we're talking about incredibly, incredibly well, and the momentum is there, the downloads is there, and all that good stuff, and it's going to be a very successful podcast. Don't get me wrong, the Camping with Lenny podcast is very successful. I got sponsorship and all. I got not sponsorship, but affiliation already with several brands, and but unfortunately, the last year I was burned out from camping. I think that's what it is. I was a little burned out from camping. I was just exhausted, and because me constantly loading and unloading a car, driving to site, all that good stuff, plus work on top of that. While I was there's several times I would go camping that I was still working. I was still taking conference call while camping. So it was a very enjoyable moment. And also I was very, very strict where I can actually go camping. For example, I have to find a place that I can actually have cell signal instead of not having one, just in case emergencies and all that stuff. So especially work related, that I need to connect to the internet to for work stuff. So that's why it's kind of harder for me to do that this year. I'm still debating it. I'm still trying to figure this out. If I do go camping, it's going to be very limited camping wise. Instead of like my scheduled 10 camping trips, it's just going to be 5, for example, right? But if I do that, it sort of defeats the purpose of having a camping podcast, that the main purpose of it is going camping and talk about camping while camping, right? So that's kind of sort of defeats the purpose. So I'm kind of like hesitant of going that route right now. So I'm kind of like debating if I'm going to continue that and or taking a pause on continuing that podcast for at least the better part of the year. So a lot of decisions to make. I've been so the wife and I have been talking about that lately as well, to try to get that sorted out. So I'll let you know what's going to happen. But yeah, decisions. Too many things that's happening. There's too many things I'm doing. But unfortunately, it's come to the point that I do need to pick a lane and free up some free time to have free time and spending time with family and friends. So that's what I'm looking at right now. And you can say, was burning out in the on that front of that podcast itself, because it's a lot of production that I have to do, and at least the other ventures of podcasting is pretty well a very low maintenance. For example, the your Bookmark podcast, I'm just literally co-hosting. I don't have to worry about the production side of it. I do help run it, but I don't do the production side of it. For this podcast, for this audio log podcast, I am doing the edit, but it's been automated somewhat, so it's easy to do. Plus, it's just nice to have a conversation, an honest conversation about everything, instead of a big, crazy production, music, sound effects, and all that stuff. That's just crazy. That's crazy things. This one is more intimate, so it's nice to just have a conversation and just have a talk, right?